As we hear the words from St. Paul in the first reading and then Jesus from Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, the phrase that came to mind was, it's not fair. I'm sure any of you who've raised children or if you had siblings growing up, that phrase was frequently heard in your house, it's not fair. As Jesus is calling us to this higher standard, and as St. Paul is just describing what the life that he experienced, that the early church experienced as they were seeking to be faithful to what God has asked of them, to what it really means to be a disciple. And Jesus speaking to this seeming natural desire for vengeance, retribution, to get back at people for the wrong they do to you. And it's good to be reminded that this is within the Sermon on the Mount, where we heard last week the Beatitudes, where he was, the blessed are those that are not seen in the greatest light in the world, and that we're called to be salt and light into the world. And so as he further unpacks this Sermon on the Mount, this plan, this supernatural plan for life, he's going deeper and deeper into really what this means. To not seek retribution, to not seek vengeance, and to go the extra mile, literally, for people. You know, the other phrase that came to mind as I was thinking about these readings is that we often hear that phrase, life is a journey and not a destination. It is a destination. Like heaven, the kingdom of God, living with God for the rest of eternity is our destination. But it's not simply the destination. The journey is part of the destination. And as St. Paul experienced all these hardships and was able to rejoice in them, that helps us to see the journey in a new light. That we don't just suffer through so that we can get there one day. But the going through the things of the daily life is what's getting us there. And we don't necessarily know what the path is, what's necessary for our journey. We don't know really what we need to do in order to get there, except to walk daily with the Lord, accepting the things that come to us as they come to us, trusting that the destination and the journey are a part of God's providence for our life. And that the hardships and the difficulties that we face just might be what God needs us to experience to strip away the extra stuff that we are so easily, readily able to and willing to carry. That's a distraction from the life of grace that the Lord wants us to live. And so when we live this radical life of discipleship, when we see everything coming from the hand of God, even the bad stuff, that somehow, even through this, that we can give glory to God. And that this might be exactly what I need in this moment in order to give Him glory. We pray for the grace to live with this eternal perspective, that everything that we face is an opportunity to praise the Lord, even the bad stuff. What he says, as dying and behold, we live. Life in Christ is true life. Even if it makes no sense to the world, no sense to our families, and even sometimes when we don't understand everything that's going on, we live as people, men and women of hope, that God is faithful to his promises, that this is the acceptable time, this is a time of salvation. And when we say yes to the crosses that come our life, it may seem that we are dying, but we are saying yes to life. Amen.